The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily Podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. In this podcast, we have Sirius Satellite Radio as they sat down with Texans wide receiver Andre Davis to discuss this upcoming season and the team's expectations of winning.
We're going to take a break from the calls just for a moment here because we welcome aboard yet another guest. Andre Davis, wide receiver, joins us. Andre, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Thank you for taking a few minutes. We were kidding with Jacoby Jones a little bit earlier about this being the first contact day of camp, and his response to that was, yeah, to stay as far away from the contact as possible. Leave that to the interior folks. Wide receiver, stay, you know, just run your patterns. But look, blocking is something that receivers have to do too, and you do have to be in it as well. Do you guys get some level of motivation from the fact that it is a different level of competition when the hitting starts?
It definitely is. I think one of the things though is this year we're really trying to make it a goal to be one of the most physical team in the AFC South. We know with all the other teams in our division that there's a lot of really tough teams, and we want to make sure that not just on defense but even offensively that we become a more aggressive and more physical team.
Andre, growing up, if I remember correctly from your scouting reports, you were a soccer player, is that right?
Correct.
What changed from soccer to football? How did that all come about?
Believe it or not, my soccer coach was trying to change me around at different positions, and I really wasn't feeling it too much anymore. So really I was playing soccer, and when I started to play football, I was doing it to stay in shape for track. That was my main goal. I was really a track guy, and I wanted to just do something and not have an off season. So when I played, when I started football, I started thinking about, well, what are the two positions that probably have the least contact, not knowing anything about football, which was why I chose receiver and defensive free safety, trying to stay away from it.
How did a guy from upstate New York get to Virginia Tech?
My cousin was a walk-on on the team. He was from New York City. He was a walk-on at Virginia Tech, and he just told me to send my highlight tape down there. I was getting recruited by a lot of 1AA schools up north, like Delaware and UMass and New Hampshire, and I just thought I would just take a chance and send my highlight tape down there.
You answered a lot of questions for me in about 30 seconds. I wish I'd have talked to you before the draft.
And you know, Andre, this team, you had some experience in Buffalo, right?
Correct.
And that happens to be my home area. You know, when you look at a team that and you were part of what has continued to be a 9-year run where they've not been a postseason team, not been a playoff team. This is a franchise here that from its infancy hasn't gotten there yet but is trying to get there. And what it takes to get there, and you sort of, I assume you kind of put notes together in your mind of the things it takes to overcome and get there. And we were talking about teammates that have been added, one with a Super Bowl ring in a Cato June, one just from the Super Bowl in Antonio Smith. Just talk about the attitude, atmosphere in this locker room in that regard.
I think the biggest difference now is that guys are getting used to winning. That was something before I got here. They've had a couple of tough years. And these last 2 years, we've really been able to see what type of a team we have. And I think it's not a surprise now when we win games. It's something that is expected. And, you know, once again, we can't have any excuses when we go into games. It's not something that we're going to sit here and blame coaches, blame players. And believe it or not, we can't even blame the weather or hurricanes anymore. You know we have a good team.
Right.
We know we can go out there and we can beat some of the best teams in the NFL. We just want to be more consistent in doing it. That way, when we go out there, we can have the confidence to know that we can beat anyone on any day.
And I think that's really a big thing, the fact that you've experienced some success, you know you can win some games, and you go from there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what sets teams apart. And being able to have 1 year in New England, I was really able to see how those guys approach the game. And just seeing the attitude that they have, the consistency that they had, and the way they went about, you know, their work and business is something that's really starting to happen down here. And hopefully we'll be able to have the same type of success.
It's attention to detail. How would you define it?
Definitely attention to detail, focus, and confidence. I know one of the problems that we had before is that teams, I would probably say our team was very intimidated by some of the other teams in our division. And I think over these last 2 years and being able to play some really tough games and some really tough schedules against some great teams, it's something that's been toughened a lot of the players up. And I think with some of the key additions that we've had and some of the, you know, big wins that we've had on the road and being able to get on prime time for some of the games, guys have stepped it up and they've really been able to see what it feels like to play in those type of games. And I think the more often we're able to do that, the more confidence we'll be able to have going into each game.
You seem to be enjoying yourself down here and seem to be on the threshold of a playoff team. What have you brought to this team to help them get over this hump?
Hopefully just some experience. It's been one of those tough things about this is my eighth year in the league now. I've had a couple of one-year deals, and it's been a tough road, but at the same time, I think the experience and the unselfishness of being able to go out there, be a veteran guy who's willing to play special teams, play offense, play whatever I need to do to go out there and just help the team win, and really trying to help these guys and help the younger guys out to know what it is to be a professional in this game and to really take this as a job and not just as a game, but to go out there, prepare in every single way that you possibly can to put yourself in the best position to go out there and play well.
And, you know, as you look at this division, the standard of excellence is pretty good with teams like the Colts, consistent teams like Tennessee. And, you know, I have to say, as you put it, at one point this team might have been a little intimidated by that, and you've overcome that now. As a club, that's your perception, and certainly the play on the field seems to show as much, too. But I guess that the deal is you've got to know what it is to do to overcome those specific teams, because that's who you've got to – you got those teams twice a week, and they're all really good. And who's to say – I'm not eliminating Jacksonville from the conversation. This is a tough division. Right? And as you study it, I mean, what does it take to overcome these clubs to be better than the rest of them?
I think, one thing that you've been able to see is that for our home games, we've been able to have a lot of confidence going into our home games. We've had an excellent record these last couple of years at home, and I think we need to be able to take that and take that on the road. You can sit here and say that, you know, a lot of these fans on the road that, you know, they've got some pretty good home stadiums as well in Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Tennessee. And we have to make sure that we go in there with the same amount of confidence that we have at home and that we're able to take that on the road and be able to eliminate turnovers, eliminate penalties, and just go out there and be able to enjoy ourselves, you know, as a team together. We need to go in there together and, just do whatever we need to do to get a win.
Andre, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We truly appreciate it and wish you all the best this season and beyond.
Thank you so much.